Here are today's top stories. Hey, it's Good Friday, which is the day Jesus died, not the day that Kanye West puts out new music on SoundCloud. Just for future reference. Senator Kirk said he's going to meet with Judge Merrick Garland, President Obama's choice for the Supreme Court. He breaks rank with Senate Republican leadership, which probably doesn't hurt him right now, if you think about it. Is Kirk trying to distance himself from the party establishment? I don't know. Maybe tell all these politicians in Washington that they're doing it wrong. Maybe he can make America great again. I smell it. It's a Trump VP campaign. Huh? Trump Kirk? No? Anybody? In national news, presidential hopeful Ted Cruz is denouncing the Inquirer story about his five affairs, saying it's garbage put out by the Trump campaign. He now calls him Sleazy Donald, while Trump continues to call Ted Cruz Lion Ted. I'm sorry, when did we start naming presidential candidates like blues musicians? Dun, 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 dun. His name is Sleazy Donald. Dun, 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 dun. And he gonna raise your taxes. Dun, 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 dun. A new study says that Chicago has too much parking. That's right, too much parking. Thanks to apartment buildings and the huge parking structures attached. So could we pave the parking lot and put up a paradise? Huh? Little reverse Joni Mitchell for you there? Am I blowing your mind tonight? Am I? Authorities say there's not only lead in the water supply, but they're saying there's lead in our chocolate. What? Scientists are saying that there's lead, but not enough to harm us. But what if you ate like 35 Cadbury eggs today? I'm just asking for a friend. Metal detectors will greet fans at Wrigley Field this season. This is the new safety precautions put in place by Major League Baseball. Good. Does this mean that the old-timey banjo band can't come in the park anymore? How about Ronnie Woo Woo? Have you seen his molars lately? All metal. Now, if they'd only do breathalyzers. In weather, nice brisk day downtown. So many tourists on Michigan Avenue flipping off the Trump building for their Instagram feed. In sports, the Bulls cooked. Losing back-to-back games to the New York Knicks. Totally brutal. What's it mean? Well, it means that the Bulls logo is going to be branded on a couple ping pong balls this summer for the NBA lottery. Wow, it's pretty hard to miss the NBA playoffs. I mean, eight teams in the NBA East make the playoffs. Let me name a couple. The Charlotte Hornets, the Atlanta Hawks, the St. Croix Johnsons. That's not even a team and they made the playoffs. I hope something happens here because Fred Hoiberg, D. Rose, Jimmy Butler, you got to essentially win out to make it. This is ridiculous. We're talking about the eighth seed here. What happened? Did you see Will Perdue say on Comcast Bulls postgame that Michael and Scotty were overrated defensively? He went on to say that they knew that they had guys like Will Perdue behind them. You mean, like behind them in a suit on the bench getting a big fat DNP next to their stat line? Because that was pretty much half the year. Yeah, I remember that. I remember the Utah Jazz in the finals where Michael and Scotty were mic'd up and they're like, oh, I think I'm just going to be lackadaisical because Will Perdue's right back here. Come on, man. Give it a rest. The Sweet 16 comes to Chicago tonight. That's why you see so many Iowa State sweatshirts all around town. That or there's a significant push to get Fred Hoiberg back to Iowa, which is okay. Jake Arrieta has a blister. Oh, there it is. Season over. I knew it. Let's get Kyle Loesch on the phone. We need another starting pitcher. Oh, what? It's okay. It's healing. He's going to be fine. Whew. Oh, and Kyle's on the phone. Oh, hey, Kyle. Hey, no, I was just seeing how you're doing. I'll call back later. That's tough. Oh, no, Josh Hill, the tight end that the Bears went after, had his contract offer matched, and he's going to stay in New Orleans. Nothing like fighting for a third-string tight end, Josh Hill, during the Easter weekend. The Hawks are in Calgary tomorrow. Got to start a winning streak there. I think it's appropriate. You start with the Canadian teams. I've heard they're bad at hockey. And finally, Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice is out to mixed reviews. The Trinity of Heroes forms one half of the Justice League and one whole justification for the movie's pretentious subtitle. If you don't know, the Justice League is DC Comics' equivalent of the Avengers in every way except the box office. That's the carryout for this Good Friday, March 25th, 2016. Hey, do you like colored eggs? We got plenty. Not because of Easter, just because they're like 2 weeks old. They turn.